Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 533 for March 26th, 2008. It's crazy talk. And now, get ready for Dick. Halfway through the week, but we are not through with the gadgets. Mr. Dick DiBartolo, welcome back to the Daily GizWiz.
Hey, Leo. How you doing? Leo, do you have our Wednesday theme?
I forgot. We have a theme for Wednesday.
We now have a Wednesday theme.
It's a no-theme Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
I don't have a Wednesday song, really.
Theme
free
day.
Woo! I could sing the Monday song over again.
No!
It's Wednesday.
Theme Free Wednesday, the show you cannot hum.
There's no way.
The day when there's no theme.
And you can't hum that. Thank you to Dan Luters for doing that. What a great job. He's obviously a pro. I'm looking at, you know, the setup he has. And he's got a beautiful sound studio for recording music. I mean, he's clearly does this for a living. So, Dan, thank you for contributing a professional jingle.
Yeah, to something as unprofessional as the Daily GizWiz.
This is, we've said this before, this is easily the worst podcast with the best jingles. If there were a category for worst podcast with best jingles, we would win.
And now, in the category, worst podcast with the best jingles.
We're the only one. I don't think there's any
we're
podcast.
The only one. I was just going to say, the nominees are the Daily GizWiz, and the winner is the Daily GizWiz. And then we would act very surprised.
Who, us?
Us?
Well, we didn't prepare a speech, but wait a minute. I seem to have something here I could... It's only 23 pages long.
Oh, wait a minute. I have 24 pages.
Has anybody ever done that at an Academy Awards where they pull out the speech and unroll it and it goes down to the floor?
I think someone has.
I think that's a good gag. Somebody should do that.
It is. So if we ever win a podcast award, well, you win them all the time.
I should next time. I've got to do that. If I ever win another one, I might.
Yeah.
You know, I skipped Podcast Expo last year. Steve Gibson won the best tech podcast. I'm going to go this year for sure. I cannot miss it again. I felt terrible missing it last year. I had a conflict. And I'm thinking it's your turn maybe to get nominated for best tech podcast.
Ooh, wow.
Well, I want to rotate it. You know, I want to win it every year.
Okay.
And frankly, our audience is so wonderful. That all we have to say, and this is all once on the show, Steve said, could you vote for us? And that was boom. We won handily. So Twit's won. Steve's won. I can't remember which other shows have won, but we've won every year. So I think it's your turn this year.
I think it's time for the Daily GizWiz.
I think you're a tech.
And when I go out there, I'll have this long piece of paper and I'll say, oh,
that'll be funny.
I'm so surprised.
Oh, I love that. Wow, that's so clever, Dick. How do you think this stuff up?
I don't know. It just came to me like 2 minutes ago.
Exactly 2 minutes ago, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
So what do you got?
We have something. You know, I rarely do software. Maybe I've done it twice. But our buddy Andy Markin said, Dick, play with this. Tell me
I know what you're going to say, and I love it too.
Are you playing with Crazy Talk?
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Crazy Talk is just wonderful.
My only sadness is it's Windows only. If this worked on the Mac, I would use it all the time.
Well, you know, I live such a crazed life that it only came yesterday. I got home from work from Mad about 7 o'clock. I knew we were recording this morning. I figured I don't have time to learn all this. Let me just throw it in and see. Well, if you go the quick way, all you do is bring up a photograph, crop the face, put two dots, drag the two dots on the screen to where the eyes are, drag the two dots on the screen to the ends of the mouth, and you're done. In the most basic way. I mean, you can go in later on and tweak everything.
It does a really good job, even if you just do that.
Leo, I did it with a picture of my dog.
And it's a talking dick dog.
It is a riot. And I did it with myself. Well, a headshot, and when the voice is not talking, the head moves a little.
Yeah,
like it's an AVI instead of a still shot.
You know what it kind of looks like if you've ever seen Clutch Cargo or Conan O'Brien would do this sometimes too, where they have the mouth kind of in the picture.
Yes, yes, a famous person.
Yeah,
but this does it better than they do it.
Yeah, because it actually looks like the mouth of the thing. I don't know how they do it. Yeah.
No. And if you're, there are two versions. There's Crazy Talk, which I believe is $49.99. And then there's Crazy Talk Pro, which is $149.99. But you can, I just went into the advanced program for a minute, where Leo and I just did 4 points where we wanted the mouth and the eyes to be. You can go in and do like 180 points.
Right,
you can do what the forehead is. You can pick the mood of the person, angry, joyous. You can go in and record a script and have it animated, lip synced to your written speech. You can load in a WAV file that you recorded speak in your voice. It is neat. It is neat. And when Andy sent it on, he said, also, Dick, I know you're giving away some prizes in your Maxer thing. I'm also going to include 5 copies of Crazy Talk.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
as
that's
a giveaway.
Great. So yeah, they also have a version, I think it would come with this, that for Skype. So when you're talking to people on Skype and you have Skype video
funny.
On. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hysterical. Now, there is, I think Logitech does, it has a similar program, but it doesn't do quite as good a job. This is from Reallusion, and it is amazing.
Yeah. So, Crazy Talk 5 under $50, and Crazy Talk 5 Pro under $150, and that's the newest version. And I believe that the Crazy Talk 5 Pro, you can even output in HD or input in HD.
Ooh. See, I'm going to use this for the new TV show.
Oh, perfect.
It's so funny because, you know, when we first started doing, this predated Tech TV. I was doing a show for MSNBC. We had a show called The Site. Or no, it was right after The Site was canceled. We were starting to brainstorm for ZDTV, which was to become Tech TV. And one of the things we really decided we wanted to do is take calls, netcam calls. And this was it's 1998. It was 10 years ago. So this stuff was not very sophisticated. But even then, what I wanted to do is if somebody wasn't on a netcam, I wanted to have an animated character that would be them.
Oh, Leo. Yeah.
And they would talk to us on the phone, but the character would talk. And then we could do things like blow it up at the end and stuff. The problem was the technology to do it then, and we had it because we did it on The Site. I was a cartoon
Dull
character.
Dull Net or something.
Nev Dull, yeah. And yeah. So, and this was $1 million. I'm not kidding you. $1 million Silicon Graphics Onyx computer with very elaborate sensors and a puppeteer and stuff. And I knew we could do it with that. It was just so expensive. We had to abandon the idea. Now, for $50, you can do it. And it's better. I mean, I got to tell you, it is much better than the solution we had 10 years ago. And we're going to use this. I'm going to use this on the new TV show we're going to do downstairs. This is going to be great.
You know what, Leo? Get a headshot of yourself, pre-record your stuff, and you don't even have to show up.
Oh, I love that. Or my dog could do the show.
Your dog could do the show.
Leo's not here right now, but this is Ozzy, and I'd like to do it.
Just record other people's podcasts. And play him as coming out of your mouth. They'll think it's you. Just say, I have a funny idea. Today, I'm going to sound exactly like Steve Jobs.
Oh, you know what we could do when I'm not there when I go home? Because I want to have stuff going on all the time. We could just run the podcasts, but instead of video of you and me, we'll just have two weird characters, and it lip syncs, right? I mean, it's automatic lip sync to the audio.
But you know, Lee, I think you can only do one character at a time. I don't think you can do... You mean you and I side by side?
Well, I'll make it you, and you'll just hear my voice, and you'll see you talking. Oh, that'll be
perfect.
So fun. Now, you can try this for free, by the way. I like this. The Reallusion has a free download, try before you buy. So I think that's really good. So, boy, I can't wait to play with this.
I know, it's great. So we thank our buddy Andy Malkin. We thank him for telling us about it. We thank him for the 5 copies of this we're going to give away.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. And are the girls around?
No, they're actually out having a smoke. Let me.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Girls.
Well, vamp. You vamp.
There you go. Okay, they didn't put them out. They're just going to they're holding them in their hands, and now they're going to back out.
I thought there was going to be no smoking in that Victechian house of yours.
No, I got to make a rule.
Oh, I would. I'm not coming out there if they're smoking in the studio.
No.
Aloha, Leo. Oh, this is to you again. Okay. I was listening to one of your shows the other day. Notice I'm not even in this letter, where you were bemoaning the fact for most people that iTunes is the only way to get podcast netcast onto an MP3 player. I wanted to point out an application I've been using for a year now called MyPodder.
Yeah, very familiar with it from Podcast Ready. I didn't mean that iTunes was the only way. I know there are many, many other ways, but the problem is iTunes is 90% of the market.
Oh, okay.
MyPodder is excellent, and it's Windows, Mac, and Linux, and I highly recommend it from Podcast Ready. Yeah. What does he say?
He says, podcastready.com. It's a small application. Exactly what you just said. It's available Linux, Windows, Mac, installs, runs directly from any MP3 player that could be mounted as a drive. That means you're out of luck if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, but it worked great on my 5 GB iPod. It's fantastic on my Arcos 404. We love Arcos,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we sure do.
It's all handled through the podcastready.com website. Its only function is to receive podcasts, and it won't replace software to add music, but podcasts, it's really great. So I thought you'd find that interesting. Mahalik, MALHALC, or Bill. Okay. That's the closing. Bill in Hawaii.
Mahalo. He's saying mahalo. That means thank you.
Oh, mahalo. You know, my printer skipped here, and it makes the O look like a C.
Mahalik.
Right. Thank you, Mahalik, for that wonderful letter. And also, say hi to your friend Bill.
You know, it's funny because I talked to the Podcast Ready people over a year ago.
And they weren't ready?
They weren't ready. No, they're the ones who got sued by Apple. Or not sued, but they got a cease and desist letter saying you can't use MyPodder, and of course, notice they're still using it. And I wanted to kind of support them. I said, look, if you do a version of a MyPodder for the Twit network, you know, that comes kind of preloaded with all the Twit shows,
I'll put that
on my website and give it people. I want to encourage competition. I dropped the ball on that. I have to get back to them, and we got to do that because I would really like to put it on my, the software's free. I'd like to put it on my website.
Oh, okay.
So that people could download it and be all set up right for our shows, and that would make it so easy.
Well, do it.
Thank you, Mahalik. Good thinking.
Bill, too. Don't forget Bill.
Now, we're going to mention this. A very easy what the heck is it contest going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Gizwiz.biz. It's so obvious. It's a button and a buttonhole. I mean, everybody knows that.
Okay. And the reason is, I thought people were not entering because they were too hard. Stupidly easy one. So don't, if you want a good chance of winning, send in a silly use for it, because we're probably past 1,000 right answers already.
Really? 1,000 people?
We, a lot. You know, 5,000 held back emails. That was a lot of entries. So now that the email is flowing freely.
Well, you have like 4 or 5 more days, so come up with a clever, interpretation
silly.
Of what
yes.
this is.
Interpretation is a perfect word.
Yes. And what do you get, 20 Mad Magazines to give away?
We're giving away 24 a month.
That's great.
Yeah. Actually, the people whose emails got held back lucked in, because I ended up giving away 60 autographed mans.
Oh, man.
I know.
You're too generous, Dick. When you go there, you'll also see the new improved GizWiz LED logo hat. With Dick's logo and gizwiz.biz right on the front. And, of course, those Panther Vision LED lights in the bill. They're hidden away. No one will know it's a light-up hat unless you need to see. Great for working in the dark, you know, under the car, under the desk.
You use it every Tuesday, right, to find something under your desk?
I do. I use it actually for my poker games. If my hand is not so good, but I'm trying to bluff, I'll turn the light on. And it's blind. It's really bright. It's kind of blinding, and they don't know what the hell's going on. They can't read my
read
my looks.
Excellent. So, it's a hat, and it's a poker. Yes.
Now, are they going to win the special edition of Mad Magazine written entirely by monkeys?
By monkeys. You see the cover there on my website.
Yeah. Is that you?
No, but I'm in it. On the letters page, there are a double spread of what everybody on the staff looks like. And if you look at the creative
as a monkey,
you'll see me as a monkey.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I'll post it on my website.
Oh, no.
People have to buy it.
You have to buy Mad Magazine.
It's a two-page spread at the beginning saying, meet the new staff of Mad.
And don't be one of those cheapskates that reads it at the newsstand and then walks away. It's the March. Is that the March or the April?
The April issue.
Of Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah. And it's what people will win if they win the What the Heck Is It.
Autographed by the third monkey from the left, which is great.
The third monkey from the left from Stumpy Ding Dong, creative consultant.
Is that your name?
That's my monkey name.
Is there a way to do that? Is there like a rule for making up your monkey name?
No. There wasn't. Actually, this was the day that I was out and John said, go into the art department and see your name and what you look like as a monkey. I said, oh, my word.
Oh, that's funny. So they had somebody do all of those.
Yeah. And in that issue, I did top box office monkey pictures like Primates of the Caribbean, The Unforgiven, Take the Monkey and Run.
The Unforgiven.
The Unforgiven. the Apes of Wrath. And my favorite, Saving Primate Ryan.
I love it.
So there are more that I wrote in the April issue of Mad.
On newsstands everywhere. Dick, yes, we're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow with another great episode. I hope you will, too.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.